cross. We have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets peal.
Good evening, wonderful people, great dear friends, wherever you are on the face of this very planet we call Earth. Once again, we welcome you to Radio Biafra Live Transmission. We do apologize. We have come into a part of Biafra land. We are in Biafra land, hence why we are coming to you late. I arrived very late. My aircraft didn't arrive late. But by the time we left the airport, the traffic was so horrendous that we got to where we are very, very late. But I'm glad because I am surrounded by our people here, and it is my honor and delight to be in their midst. This is Radio Biafra. We are welcoming you because we are live and we are direct on this very day, the 12th day of November in the year of our Lord 2014, with the time now approximately 9:15 p.m. here, which is very late by our standards. But as I said before, if you do not hear my voice on time, it is because I am either traveling or I am somehow indisposed in a very important meeting that couldn't possibly wait. Not minding that we are starting very late, regardless of the circumstance we find ourselves in, it is also my pleasure and delight to welcome each and every one of you, regardless of the continent where you are, regardless of the country, the city, the town, the village, not minding the hamlet, the clan, of course, that you may be domiciled in. We welcome you. This is Radio Biafra. As always, we are coming to you via satellite. We are coming to you via our main website, the principal website of Radio Biafra, which is www.radiobiafra.co. We are also coming live to you via www.tunein.com. We are also coming to you via www.ipob.org. Wherever you're listening to us from, it is our honor and pleasure to welcome you. And we ask you also to welcome other people. Therefore, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. That this is your platform. This is Radio Biafra. Our dissemination of this very important divine gospel is relentless. We keep coming until we succeed. We do not go back. We don't understand retreat. We don't understand surrender. We keep going. Anything that people say we cannot do, that is exactly what we try to do, to prove them wrong, to let them understand that we remain without fear in the presence of our enemies, that this very effort ordained in heaven must be carried out on this very earth, because only Chukwu Abiama is God and worthy of praise. That is where we are here today. I have come to Biafra land. I am in Biafra land. Our people are here. Our work have just begun. We are going to do this work. We are going to conclude it. At the end of it, Biafra will come. If Biafra doesn't come, then there is no God. You don't have to worry. But in as much as we know that Chukwu Abiama inhabits the heavens, in as much as we know that we are descended from sunlight itself, in as much as we know that we offer him every praise, every adoration, every honor and every glory, there is no way that Biafra will not come. That is why we are here. That is why we will continue to remain here until Biafra comes and beyond. I must welcome you. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, the commander of her forces, those of them who understand the very essence of discipline, of loyalty, of application and dedication, and by the same virtue, the director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama and not man, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, I must welcome you. And as soon as the very eminent barrister is disposed or available to join me, I will welcome him anytime, any day. You must prepare yourselves. Those of you who are hardcore, those of you who are determined, those of you who we are born to do this very work. I cannot do it alone. Uche Mefo cannot do it alone. The very eminent barrister himself, the head of directorate of state, which Nasiebu, neither will our COC. Anybody who understands the essence of what we are doing will in spirit begin to comprehend the magnitude of the work that needs to be done for Biafra to come in truth and honesty. That is why we are here. That is why Biafra will come. I am in my country. I am in this holy land. I am in the sceptred land of Biafra. Therefore, for the very first time since this journey began, I offer praise, thanks and honor to Chukwu Abiama for joining Macy's, because I have seen your land. I have come to the residence, the same abode you gave to my ancestors for their habitation. I have come here to offer praise to you. I have come here to do this very work you asked me to do. I have come here to ensure that your children go back to you. I have come here that your name may be worshipped, adored and honored forever and ever. That as long as man is on this very earth, that name Chukwu Abiama will be revered. That is why we are here. And that is why Biafra will come. This is Radio Biafra. We are not any other type of radio station. We are a phenomenon. As always, we run an interactive session. And when we do open our lines, following the conclusion of our news headlines and accompanying news summary, these very lines will stand open. You will call Radio Biafra. We will be delighted to accept, of course, very graciously, your calls. You will enlighten us, you will educate us, and in turn, we shall do the same. There is no greater university than Radio Biafra. There is no other institution greater than this very noble platform. There is no other more influential. There is no other more compelling. There is no other with the same cult status that we enjoy today. Everywhere you go to, people, we are waiting in eager anticipation for the coming of Radio Biafra. And I can announce to you very categorically that we are live and that we are direct this very evening from the bosom of Biafra land. We have come to the land that Chukwu Abiama made himself for the habitation of his descendants all the way from heaven. I have come here, and Chukwu Abiama is indeed with us, and we must thank him. The number to call when these very studio lines open will remain +234 817 381 3596. I repeat, +234 817 381 3596. We have our universal number that follows us everywhere. That remains +44 208 133 9976. 0044 208 133 9976. We are also on Viber. We are on Tango. And of course, We are on Skype as well, Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra One, all one word. Add us to your Skype contact list and you will be able to call us. We will, of course, accept your call. Don't call us now, please. We have our news headlines and accompanying news summary. But before that, I have some people here with me. I will allow them to please go around, introduce themselves. As in the finest traditions of this wonderful radio station, that this is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. Do not adjust your dial. We are here in Biafra land. And this work must be done so that shame may befall all the enemies of truth, all those who think they can make a living out of gossip. For we have come to this very land that the name of Chukwu Abiam may be praised. We are here. Please give us your name completely and wholeheartedly. These are Biafrans all over the world, scattered from the north to the south, from the east to the west, in respective time zones across the world. There is nowhere significant on this earth where you don't have Biafrans listening. That is where we are formidable. That is where we are, Radio Biafra, part of this wonderful family all over the world, IPOB, Indigenous People of Biafra. That name will resonate. People will remember it. Please go ahead.
My name, sir, Chinanekpere Oluel Nwamadi. We thank God as he grants traveling mercy to the director, Radio Biafra, to the heartland of Igbocha. We are happy to see director in our midst this night, and he's broadcasting live here in Igbocha, Biafra land. Director, you are highly welcomed.
Thank you very much.
My name is Bright Chimezie Ishunwa. I'm very humbled and honored to be with the director this evening, and also thanking God for Johnny Mercy down to Igbocha, Port Harcourt, Biafra land. Director, you're welcome.
Thank you very much.
I am Mekir and Sika and Akpan Obak. So, Esther again, I'm here to meet up with our director in front of me in our Biafra land. So, welcome, our director.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I still remain Owudiwe Chidebere. We are broadcasting live from Igbocha, Biafra land, and we welcome you to the night broadcast. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We are here. We have come to preach this very gospel, and we must do it. We have work to do also on the ground, and that work we are also doing, and we shall continue tomorrow morning to do that very work, which is ceaseless. We never stop until we accomplish our desired goal. The objective is there and attained, that we may look back in satisfaction to say that there is a job well done. Anybody stupid enough, any group of persons daft enough to test our resolve will be disgraced and humiliated, because we don't give an inch, we don't give a quarter. When we engage ourselves in any battle, we make sure we emerge victorious. This time around is no exception. Chukwu Abiam said, very few of you will get this very country out of the clutches of iniquity, out of the veil of darkness, the cloud of very damnable criminality, this very place where those of them who do not have a voice become hopeless, from hopelessness to apathy, from apathy to dejection, from dejection into untold misery, and from there they die, and they bury them, and they are forgotten. Here we give hope to those of them who are hopeless. On this very platform this day, as my feet are firmly planted in the soil of my ancestors, it is an honor and delight to be here, and I cannot thank Chukwu Abiam enough for his kindness, for his mercy, for making it possible for me to be here today in this very land where I was born, in this very land that we shall liberate, in this very land we shall be committed when we die. This is where we come from. This is why we say all that we say, because of this piece of very holy land. I am honored to be here. Very, very delighted to be in a place I call my country. We are in Biafra land, and this is Radio Biafra. We must therefore proceed without further hesitation to bring you our news headlines and accompanying news summary, that the world may know that we are here, that we are not going away. And as I was about to do that, I have been joined by the very eminent barrister himself and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, who, of course, as I expect him to, after a hard day's job, after working all day and all night in most instances, having attended court, of course, as is obligatory for him, he will still find time to serve his country. He will still find time to participate in our programming. And as soon as he's able to return to me, I shall bring him to you. The line could not be sustained. As soon as the barrister is able to get back to me, I will, without any further hesitation, bring him to you. That this is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. If there is any slight interruption at all, please do not adjust your dial. I believe that all is well from this very end, and I have not been notified or told, informed about any hitches with our transmission from Biafra land this very night. Therefore, I do not anticipate any difficulties. This is Radio Biafra. We must now go to give you the news headlines on this very day, the 12th day of November 2014, and the accompanying news summary. There is a group that have emerged vowing to resist attempts to disrupt 2015 transition. I don't know where the zoo is transiting to. I will bring you the news in greater detail, but I know that they may be talking about us, in which case that they understand how serious and determined we are. They know we are not going to falter. They know we cannot prevaricate. Let me see if this is the barrister. We have a caller on the line. Is that barrister? Is there a way of you confirming that you are Barrister Mamezu? No, they are not, because they have quickly disappeared. This is Radio Biafra. We are also reporting following the vow of some youths. We don't know who they are, but I'm in Biafra land to find out. 10 people killed as bomb blast rocks Teachers College. The mayhem is continuing. The senseless slaughter is ongoing. The disintegration of the Zoological Republic is set on a very firm course, which is irreversible. And that is why we are here, to ensure that our land, this very holy land where I sit, where I have walked upon today, shall remain blessed forever, because very soon we are going to be free. And we have not come in peace either. This is Radio Biafra. The barrister, I don't know if you can hear me. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me? Barrister is here with me. I don't know if you can hear me or not.
Correct, sir.
Barrister, can you hear me? What is going on? Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me? No, I don't think so. Barrister is unable to hear me, in which case I should be able to proceed, and after the news headlines and summary, he will be able to join me. I hope so. 10 killed as bomb blast rocks Teachers College. The other day it was a secondary school. Today it is Teachers College. Who knows what is going to be next? Catholic bishops are missing. Their clerics missing. Their deaneries occupied by these very, I don't know where they come from. It's an aberration from hell, funded by Hausa Fulani people, intent on Islamizing everybody else before them. The same thing that their forebears tried and failed, they now wish to accomplish in the modern setting, using every political tool at their disposal with the help of the British. And we are here to say no. And this evening is a very special broadcast, of course, because we are in our own place. We are in our land. We are now in Biafra land. And also, Boko Haram sacks entire Nigerian Army battalion and takes over their weapons and ammunition. This is what we should be doing here ourselves. Boko Haram sack entire Nigerian Army Battalion, confiscate all their weapons and ammunition because they are manned by officers who are loyal to the cause for which Boko Haram is fighting for. That is why they capitulate. That is why they run away. These are the people that served under Buhari and Babangida. They are the people manning all the armored cars you have in the Zoological Republic. They are the ones, quite literally, abandoning their positions, handing over hardened ammunition and weaponry to their own avowed enemy, using the oil money they got from Biafra land to propagate Islam. Very, very sad indeed. Bad leadership fueled insurgency, according to Waziri. Let me also try and see if the barrister can hear me. Barrister Mamuzu, can you hear me? Barrister, can you hear me? This is astonishing. Barrister, can you hear me? No, he cannot hear me, but his line is here ticking away, but the barrister cannot hear me, which is quite surprising. Bad leadership fueled insurgency in the northeast, according to Adamu Waziri. And I ask him a simple question. Have you people not been in charge of the zoo since the British left? Who made it bad? Now you are acknowledging when it was the time of Nzorgu, they called it a coup because Nzorgu identified those who were the problem for this very nascent fledgling country then. Today, Boko Haram is as a result of bad leadership. Both, as we have come to now realize, have been formed ostensibly to address the issue of rotten leadership here in the zoo. We continue. We will recover illegal arms before 2015 elections, according to the Inspector General of Police, who gave the youth in the first place all the legal arms that they have, the same politicians. You take it back from them. How are you going to do it? House by house search. How do you intend to do it in a useless zoological republic replete with all manner of abominable corruption and evil? How do you intend to prevent it? It is a rule and a law, you know, is unenforceable. Unenforceable. We are also reporting today that Boko Haram are using child soldiers, women as human shields. I don't know where they got that idea from, but that is what they are doing. And this very work, this very effort is continuing to make sure that I like what they're doing, honestly speaking. I like what they are trying to do. If they can finish up this very zoo on time, I'll be very, very happy. And now the news in greater detail. A group known as the All Progressives Youth League. All Progressives, it reminds me, some people are quite young or may not have acquainted themselves with history enough to know that the same thing happening now happened in the past. The same political unrest, the same over-dependency on political office for human survival, the same way that the people here believe in oil sales in order to be able to survive, is the same way that an average man thinks that by going into politics they can survive. They cannot be captains of industry. They cannot do anything meaningful. The best way to be like the other people is by joining party politics. Party politics that will corrupt you. Party politics that will remove the soul from you. Party politics that will ensure that inevitably, you will turn out to be a very corrupt, evil, and wicked individual. The same thing is happening now. They have raised a new group. It is called All Progressives Youth League. This very place is going to boil. I told Jonathan, you have now come forward to announce your candidacy for the upcoming so-called elections, and they are raising thugs, this time giving them the veneer of legitimacy by calling them All Progressives Youth League. They have said they will resist any attempt by the PDP to disrupt the 2015 transition process. I don't know what they're transiting to. The zoo is ending. I can tell you that even without our participation, those of them intent on self-destruction will make sure that that becomes a very frightening reality. Because if the zoo disintegrates along the same lines which the Hausa Fulani people are prescribing, then even many more people will die. The group which accused the PDP of engaging in rough riding approach at ensuring they either win 2015 election or crumble the nation's democratic process said it will not fold its hands and watch the party have its way. In a statement issued by its president, Taiwo Ayedun, the group said that the recent attempt to remove the Speaker of the Federal House of Representatives, Aminu Tambuwal, was a plot from the PDP and presidency. APYP, that's their name, the acronym for them, called on the president, Goodluck Jonathan, and the PDP chairman, Adamu Muazu, to call on the PDP federal lawmakers to order so as to avoid the disruption of the democratic process towards 2015. The group also emphasized that when Governor Segun Mimiko defected from the Labour Party to PDP, heaven did not fall, and wondered why it is always difficult for PDP to respect the rule of law and operate a fair gameplay. What they're saying in essence is that they have formed their legal thug, their wing of thugs and criminals. And in the process, they intend to kill as many people as possible unless Hausa Fulani people win, unless Buhari is returned as the president. We continue. At least 10 people were feared dead on Wednesday after a suspected suicide bombing rocked a teacher's training college in Northwest Zoological Republic of Nigeria as students were sitting exams, police and a student said. The blast happened at the Federal College of Education in the town of Kotangora, Niger State, some 150 kilometers from the state capital, Minna. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the explosion happened just 2 days after the nearly 50 students were slaughtered in a suspected Boko Haram suicide bomb attack at a school in the northeastern state of Yobe. The massacre was one of the worst in the five-year insurgency against a school teaching a secular curriculum to which the Islamists are opposed. That's what I've been saying. That's exactly, if you are secular, they kill you. That was why Babangida took this very daft country named Zoological Republic of Nigeria into the OIC. They became part of OIC. Therefore, if you are not a Muslim, you cannot be president. That is why anybody going in there, your people will die.
Doing well.
Barrister, can you hear me? Barrister,
keep me on Skype.
No, Barrister, oh, this is please. Better. Barrister, I presume that this is better. It is well connected now.
No, this
now.
One is not going through. Rapid response, please.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. I will go over there, but I cannot for the life of me say it here, but I will go over there once I conclude with the news presentation. And we should continue, and quite rightly so. Niger State Police spokesman Ibrahim Gambari confirmed that the blast by telephone from Minna, saying commanders were awaiting further details from officers on the ground. That's a bomb explosion. What do you expect is going to happen? People will die. They will bury them in a mass grave. When last have you ever seen, even following the bomb blast at Sabongeri in Kano, a place frequented by Igbo people, even the Nyanya Park bombing twice, Igbo people slaughtered, how many bodies did you see return to this very land? People were killed, massacred, and slaughtered. How many bodies did you see return to this very place? None. They are in mass graves in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. In the next life, they'll all be Hausa people. And Alo Walo, Haga was in there. I was very sad indeed. Very, very sad. We continue. Boko Haram have now sacked an entire zoo battalion and have taken over their weapons. Very sad. The terrorists arrived suddenly at 4 p.m. that ill-fated Wednesday, November 5, catching the Nigerian soldiers and their commanders off guard as they invaded the headquarters of the 174 Battalion Abada local government area of Borno State, located close to the Nigerian border with Niger. The Boko Haram insurgents in hundreds began to shoot sporadically in all directions. What I find astonishing is the northeastern part of the zoo borders Cameroon. Now they are attacking formations near Niger Republic, and people are telling me that the zoo is still a country. They have opened up a new front on the western flank, I would say, of the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. And they are fighting there as well. They are fighting in the east. They are fighting in the west. And people are saying that the Sultan of Sokoto doesn't know what is happening. They know what they are doing. They are the ones sponsoring these people. They are the ones making sure that this type of nonsense continues. I will continue to read this very news. According to witnesses, the terrorists were led into the battalion headquarters by insurgents bearing a number of rocket-propelled grenades, shoulder-launch anti-tank weapons as well, and machine guns mounted on Hilux vans. Other insurgents bearing AK-47 followed behind, shooting and chanting, "Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, may God be praised." For minutes, the attackers were repelled by the Nigerian soldiers who returned fire and at some point appeared to be getting the upper hand, according to these very sources. But the troops capitulated shortly afterwards as more insurgents advanced on the camp from several directions, hurling grenades at them and shooting nonstop. It has been reported that the soldiers fled the scene as it became clear that they were less armed and prepared for the battle. The Zulu army ran away once again from battle. Every day there is a news we read. Now is the time. If you want Biafra, now is the time to do it. Not tomorrow. If at all, we know what freedom fighting means, and not yapping, not gossiping like idiots. Useless people. These are men fighting on the ground, and our own people are busy yapping away, gossiping morning till night. Bad leadership fueled insurgency in the northeast, according to Adamu Waziri, former Minister of Police Affairs and member People's Democratic Party PDP Board of Trustees. Alhaji Adamu Maina Waziri has chided those who recently went to court asking for the removal of the national chairman of the PDP, Alhaji Adamu Muazu, describing them as anti-democratic elements who were hell-bent on truncating the relative peace the party is enjoying now and may be possibly playing the script of the opposition APC. Very, very sad indeed. That is what happens. As man, what it means in essence is that the brain cells of African people are not quite tuned to Western democracy. What we need to do in Biafra land is to develop our ancient ways of governing people, which is through democracy, and not to copy or borrow anything from outside because we cannot quite master it. They gave them democracy. People think that the only way for you to become very wealthy is by going into politics. If I can contextualize that and bring it closer to what we are doing, people think that they can make money by becoming coordinators. Very, very sad indeed. Extremely sad. Very, very sad, because in the end, there will be disaster. Waziri is complaining, and why shouldn't he complain? They are enjoying relative peace, which means relative sharing of money. That is what they do. He's a member of the Board of Trustees of PDP, and they are running a presidential system of government trying to mirror what is happening in the USA. The Republican Party, rather, don't have a board of trustees. Neither does the Democratic Party in America. They can have party grandees, those who are quite old in the party, those who contribute to the financing of the party, or who have served in one office or one capacity or the other in government, bearing that very party's allegiance. But in this very case, there's a license to go and try and make money. The Inspector General of the Zoo Police, Suleiman Aba, everything is Hausa people. Army, Hausa, police, Hausa, customs, immigration, everywhere, Hausa Fulani people. Hausa Fulani. No wonder things are this bad. Very, very bad. We continue. The Inspector General, his name is Suleiman Aba, has said that the police will recover illegal arms in circulation across the zoo before the 2050 general election. How do you intend to do it, I ask? How? H-O-W. Are you going to go into every home? They have been stockpiling arms since 1999. Everybody, if you're running for any office, you go outside, you buy weapons, you give to ill-educated, wayward kids, fathered by heaven knows who, to go out shooting sporadically, killing people, intimidating people, in order for you to ascend into high political office. And once you do that, you abandon them. Once you do that, you begin to steal their money, to recover the money you used to purchase the weapons in the first place, which you gave to them, which they have now turned into an instrument of robbery, armed robbery. Everything happening here, including kidnapping, is as a result of a very warped political system that black people copied but couldn't quite master. That is why they are in such damnable mess up until tomorrow morning. No light. Where we are, you can hear the generator going away, buzzing away. We are in a place where oil comes from the ground. We are in a place where natural gas comes from the ground. If you look not too far from here, you will see the light of the gas being flared. We can use that same flame coming out to boil water. For your information, you can turn a turbine with steam. That is how you get coal-fired power stations. Not that coal turns into electricity, no. You use the coal to boil drums of water. That's all. The steam evaporating will turn a turbine. It will keep turning it 360 degrees until power is generated. Anybody in the village in those days, let me tell you how simple electricity can be made. You know those bicycles they have. There's something that looks like a small bottle of hot drink. You will see it at the back of the bicycle. If you clip on it and then it attaches itself to the tire, it will keep running. Do you remember it?
The coil.
And you will see electricity coming out at the front. Is that not correct?
Yes.
No battery. There is no battery. It is the same concept, the same principle. Anytime you use coal, listen, coal fire, I don't know why I'm telling them this. The people should, I shouldn't tell them. The fire that you see, I hope you see all the fire that are flaring all over the place. If you go and put drum, very big tank of water on top of it, then you channel the steam through the blades of a turbine, it will keep turning it. Is that not correct? I'm not a scientist, you know. Very simple. Because science works everywhere. That is why it is based on mathematics. Mathematics is an absolute truth. 1 + 1 is always equals to 2. Because the steam cannot come back into the cauldron, it must escape. Nothing can stop it from escaping. Is that correct? And then it will turn any blade, any turbine in this part. That is how you generate electricity. Oh, dear Lord, God have mercy. We will make this place beautiful. If your food falls on the ground, you pick it up and eat. In this land, we will build it. And I'm here. I'm in Biafra land. For those wondering where I am now in Biafra land. I was in darkness. Now I have come into the light. I am in my home. I am in my country. In Biafra land. Our enemies should be afraid. Very, very afraid. Nigerian troops are concerned about the use of women and child soldiers as human shields by Boko Haram militants in their quest to weaken military operations. These people are jokers. These are people that put little kids in prison. They jail women. All of a sudden, they are claiming we can no longer be able to shoot gun at them because we are seeing children. Who told you that? Who told you that? That is, they are trying to cover up as to why they have not been winning this very war. And I have a very simple secret to give Boko Haram this very day. They should start to attack the supply lines to the front line. And you kill this army overnight. Attack their supply lines and that's all. And they are finished and they are dead. You cut them off and you kill them off. Mad people. If there are Biafrans serving in this useless army, they must return home. They must return home. If you continue to serve the Zoo army, you will die there. Simple as that. Rwanda could be the cleanest country in Africa. I don't know how they came to that, but good luck to them. We know that Biafra land will be the finest that mankind has ever seen. Maybe that is why some people are ganging up to block it from happening. And we are saying to the British, if you allow, not if you allow, we're just telling them, if you stand aside without supporting Islam to kill Christians again and allow Biafra to emerge, you will not have problems with immigration anymore. Everybody coming from Africa will want to come to Biafra land. They will no longer go to Europe. All your immigration problems will be solved. Then you will come to beg. You can even advertise and say you want cleaners and those who will take care of your parents as you go out clubbing. You want those to sweep your streets. You want security guards. Then you can come and pay for them and take them. Because some would like to go. But as for us, we will be here and build this very place. This is Radio Biafra. That concludes our news, headlines, and presentation this very day that we are coming to you live from Biafra land once again. Please do accept our profound, our sincere, and most heartfelt apology for coming to you late. I was in transit. I had one almighty turbulence, I must tell you. Almighty turbulence, which is a fault, basically for telling us what is to come. Not through Bukumodega Kwafu. We will make things happen here. We will make things happen. Those that understand us know that we cannot retreat nor surrender. We have come to get Biafra, and Biafra we shall get. As simple as that. Or everything dies here now. Everything will perish. Rather than Biafra not come, every living organism will die. Simple as that. Let people understand it, oh, that we mean no retreat and no surrender in exactly that way it is written or pronounced. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. And please, our lines are open. Should you wish to call Radio Biafra, you are at liberty to do so. Now, as I work assiduously to ensure that the very eminent barrister himself, an attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, is able to join me, I do not quite understand why we are unable to establish firm contact with the barrister, but I am sure, absolutely certain, that this will be rectified in the next few seconds as I continue to fiddle with our equipment. Here, this is Radio Biafra, and our lines are now open. But before I do so, anybody here, you know, some of you call sometimes to say you cannot get through. We are here now. What's it, Gopa? Anything you have to say? You must say it now, please. Who has something to say? You must say it now, please. This is Radio Biafra.
My indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, my name is once again Bright Chimeze Ishunwa. I'm speaking from Port Harcourt, Igbocha, Biafra land.
Because you are here, you have to wait. Let us take the calls of those of them calling us from outside. You will speak in a minute. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Hello. Hello. Director, are you speaking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are.
Director, good evening, sir. My name is Emmanuel Chiduzi. I'm calling from Padova in Italy. And I am from Abuja in Wenge, local government area of Imo State in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
You're welcome, sir. Commander-in-Chief and of all the whole Biafra forces, you're welcome. And I know it has been a long time. I have trying to call or something like that, but I really thank God today that I meet up. More especially, we have our meeting will be coming on 16th, which means next Sunday in Padova here. So I use that opportunity to announce to every Biafran residing in Padova here, please, as we listen secretly or we listen openly, please, I beg you, our meeting will be coming up in Padova. Every other contact to reach, to know the venue or something like that is on Facebook. Their friends in Italy here, their Facebook page. So wherever you are, prepare yourself for next Sunday, which our meeting will be taking place. Director, we thank you so much for the great work you have been doing for our people. You say we will not thank you, but we continue thanking you because it's not easy. It's only a fool that will not know that what you are doing for us is not a child's play or something like that. But we give glory to God for the almighty work God has been using you to do for our people. God will definitely bless you, bless your family, bless all the whole indigenous people of Biafra, all over the world, and friends of Biafra. Thank you, and God bless you, sir.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Those of you in Padova are doing us very proud, and we are exceptionally thankful to all of you for the work that you are doing. That is where our national comes from. Our national for Italy, who is Michael Irania. It's good to know that there are still some Igbo men answering Igbo names who are still normal, Let us continue. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear brother.
This is Ndubisi Oswala from Netherlands.
Ndubisi Oswala from Netherlands. We are in Biafra land. This is our land.
Yeah.
This is where we will fight, and this is where we will die if necessary. We are here.
Yeah, is very compulsory, and I'm very glad for God's journey mercy to you. I thank God and good evening to all the Afrans around the world. I'm thanking God for his mercy to safe arrival.
Welcome back, wonderful people. There was no light, or they have switched over from the generator to the normal supply, and we are still here. Oswala, are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm still with you, director.
Yes, you're a very strong man. You have remained with us. Please go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Okay, please, director. I want to use this opportunity to inform all the indigenous people of Biafra in Netherlands, those who are in the family of Biafra meeting, Biafra restoration, and those who are still on observation. Please, this is to inform all of you that we are having our special general meeting on this Saturday. This Saturday that is coming by 4 p.m. at our usual address, where we are holding meeting at Gedashop 529 by 4 p.m. And those who wish to come and join us, those who have been taught to join the family of restoration, please listen very carefully and take this number, call it, come and join us, come and support us, come and be a lover of freedom for your people, for your children, and the children to come. See the phone number you will call. 00. Okay, for those who are in the country here, 068-57-64-986. I repeat, 068-57-64-986. And another alternative number, 068-63-64-281. Again, 068-63-94-281. Please come with your friends, your brothers, your sisters. For those who are hearing this radio Biafra, those who are confused whether we will succeed, yes, we are ready and we will succeed for this freedom. Freedom is the priority, and we are not hearing any freedom and restoration of because in Biafra we trust. In Biafra, our salvation, your liberation from every captivity, from every illegality, from everything that is abnormal, will come. That is why we take it as a priority. We abandon everything about life, except we get Biafra before good life will be restored. Please, for those, our brothers, my advice to you, that those that are living in Biafra land, who haven't got across this message, who has not come out to join us, whether you are a politician in the zoo, whether you are a business trader in the Porakot, in the Etuocha, in the Ugocha, or in any part of the Biafra territory, this is the time you should abandon, suspend that business. Take the business of Biafra as a force in life, because after God, the next thing is the restoration of Biafra. That is why it is very important. Those that are in the hall, that with you, carry the message close to the school. Tell the children, tell the students that this is the time the Messiah, the instrument of restoration of freedom, has been restored, so that they will come and join this message. For us, for Biafra, we trust. May God bless all the indigenous people of Biafra. May God bless our director, and may God bless all the Directorate of Indigenous People of Biafra. May God bless Barrister Mamezi. May God bless Uche Mefo. May God bless our European rep and all South American continental rep and all the Asian continental rep and all those individuals that have contributed and are supporting, are still remain and abide in truth and in justice, in equity and justice, so that we together we will see the kingdom of Biafra, the restoration of the Republic of Biafra. And that day, our joy will be accomplished in righteousness and holiness. May God bless you. Keep it on, Director. I am with you. The indigenous people of Biafra are with you. Our zonal coordinator here in Netherlands are with you. our executive officers are with you. All the indigenous people of Biafra in Netherlands are standby with you. And also, we support and be with you to the promise of our victory. In Jesus' name, we pray.
He say, thank you very, very much, Maria Brother. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. As soon as I am still wondering why Barrister cannot be able to speak to me. As soon as he's able to join me, I shall bring him to you. This is Radio Biafra, and our lines are open. Should you wish to speak to us, you are more than welcome to do so. I will now go to whoever it was that was speaking before. I think it's Brad Chimes. Is that correct?
Yes, it's Brad Chimes speaking.
Yes. You were saying something, please. You have to start all over again. Start by introducing yourself once again, and then you proceed to say what you have to say.
Yes, my name is Bright Chimeze Ishinwa. I'm from Ohaji, Ebema. But my maternal home is in Isu Wangele, L-O-G-A, precisely Ebe. Thank you, my director, for being in our midst today. I've been longing to see you, to meet with you. We thank you, and also we say thank God for the journey mercy for making you to get down to Port Harcourt safely without having any hitches. We thank God for journey mercy. And also we thank Biafra Worldwide, people that have been contributing towards the restoration of Biafra. What we plead to people of the world, like the Britain and the Americans, are to allow us, because we on ground here, we know what is happening. We are really suffering over here. And which you believe, they buried them on mass burial. I tell our brothers and sisters, it is only now that Ohanaeze have now told our people over there in the north to come back. While Radio Biafra for a very long time have been resounding this same warning, telling our people all over the north where these problems are to come back and rebuild their place. Our place is like a desert. Nothing is going on in our place. You see women standing living everywhere for harloting, stealing, and all that. Our people are not known for stealing. Our people are clean people. We don't steal. It is only since after the war when they gave our people £20. Please, my people all over the world, we should heed to this warning, even the people that lives in the north. They should leave north and come back to Biafra land where they will be saved and contribute towards the restoration of Biafra, which is the abode of Chukwu Abiama in this office of the earth. Thank you, my people. I still stand by.
You will stand by. Thank you very much. There is a caller on the phone. This caller, can you hear me?
Hello, yes, I can hear you.
Yes, please give us your name and where you are calling us from. We are Radio Biafra and we are in Biafra land. Please go ahead.
Hello, pleased to meet you. My name is Josephine. I'm calling from London.
From London. Josephine, you're welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
Pardon?
You are welcome to the program. The world is listening. Please go ahead.
Thank you. I just wanted to ask you when you expect that Biafra would become its own independent state again. And also, as part of your constitution, what are you doing to make sure that women will be well represented in senior positions within government, and also to make sure that policies are there to make sure that women and children are protected?
Thank you very much for your question. In terms of expectation, we cannot be precise with a particular date, but we will tell you what we are aiming for. Our aim have always been to make sure that the concrete commencement of our march towards freedom will must start on or before 2015. Very, very important that we do so. The precise date when we will hoist our flag and say we are now a member of the United Nations, nobody can tell. It's like pregnancy. Who can give with any precision or accuracy the date that a woman will deliver? But we can't see the pregnancy. When coming to your next question about women and children, I can tell you that where we come from, women are always well represented. They, in fact, in the politics of this very place we call the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, Biafran women have always risen to the top. And they have always had the support of their husband, of their communities to be able to do so, and their families, of course, very, very critical to be able to do so. I see no reason why that should not continue in the new Biafra and even enhanced in our homes, in our respective homes, in Biafra land, it is actually the woman who runs the home. That is what people do not know. Anything a woman says is what happens in the home. Go and ask anybody. So the power of women is well entrenched and well established in our communities. And also, even the highest court of law, the Supreme Court in our land, is the court of the daughters born in a particular area but married outside. They are called Omuada. When they come back to speak, anything they rule is final. But maybe that doesn't happen these days anymore. So we have always had our women respected and valued and very critical to our development as a people. And I see no reason why that should change in the new Biafra. We will enhance it. Who is the first female pilot, isn't it? It's a Biafran, is that correct? The first Chinyane, the first female pilot, I'm sure it may be the only one ever, is actually a Biafran. Margaret Ekpo is a Biafran. These are the people at the forefront. Without our women having any prominent political role, being a prominent political role, there is no way they could have done all of those things that they accomplished. So they are critical, and in the new Biafra, they will be handsomely represented.
Okay, thank you. And with regard to the protection of children, for example, we're still missing these gorgeous girls which have been stolen by Boko Haram. The current government hasn't managed to retrieve them. And the group that attacked a few months ago aren't the only group. There are many others that haven't actually been mentioned across border media internationally.
Yes. What we intend to do about our children is very simple. In this new Biafra, there will be no child labor. No child will be permitted to go and sell anything on the streets after school. There will be no compulsion. In fact, children will only learn and play. There will be no compulsory, how can I put it? There will be no child labor, basically. You can't have people farming away their children to other people to take care, you know, take care of them for them. That is what leads to the abuse of children. That will not happen in Biafra land. If you want a maid or a houseboy or house girl, you go and pay for domestic help. That help will not be provided by any child under the age of 16 because education will be compulsory, free and compulsory. And you cannot compel any child in primary school of primary school age to go and do any work for which they're not being paid or which could possibly degrade them. That will not be allowed to happen in Biafra land. Education will be free and compulsory up to the age of 16. So there will be nobody for you to abuse in the first place. That's what we intend to do. We want to stop the problem at the source. We are not saying, oh, let us just leave things to, you know, the way it is in Nigeria. Never, ever, ever. In Biafra land, a child will go to school, come back from school, study and play. They will not be hawking oranges or tomatoes on the street. That will not happen in Biafra land.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you, Josephine, for calling. This is Radio Biafra. I am still trying to do my best to connect with the barrister. The lines have been very, very intermittent. Barrister, please, I suggest you go and get Lebara or Laika and call me on the main studio line here, please, if you can. That number, please, is +234 817 381 3596, please. And this is Radio Biafra. We have come. Hey. Chai. My goodness me. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, my director, my commander, and the leader of all indigenous people of Biafra worldwide.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
You are the fearless man that I... My name is Prince Alain Tinchibu Bikem Okole. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Yes, go ahead.
Director, I say welcome back to Biafra land.
Thank you very much.
I thank you so much for everything you are doing, because I want to violate that your law. Nobody should thank you. If you want me to stop thanking you, then you have to stop doing what you are doing. For the fact that you are doing us good, you are taking us to the right path, I must keep on thanking you. Makazo, make a nyonya kidio. What also? You're welcome to our land. I want to use this opportunity to thank and greet all the indigenous people of Biafra worldwide, the lovers of freedom, and all our coordinators all over the world. And I want to use this opportunity once again to invite all the indigenous people of Biafra here in Dakar, Senegal, because we used to be formidable, we are formidable, and we still be more formidable. We are inviting every one of you that has been with us before 30th of May, and I want people of you that are stuck to because we have a lot of things to discuss about. We have two people in this category, those who are coming out to volunteer themselves and those who are ready to support us financially. Therefore, I am asking you guys, come out and join your brothers. Because what is happening in our land today, the land is not good. The Hausa, Fulani, Yoruba oligarchy have taken our land. They are raping our sisters and our mother back home. They are taking what belongs to Paul and give to Peter. And now Peter is walking all over the world, begging for food. If you know that your situation here in Senegal is not good for you, if you know that you are not supposed to be here, I want you to stand up as a man, to marshal out and join us in our meeting coming Friday by 4:30 to 5 o'clock, Biafran Senegalese local time here at Yongolin Hotel. Every one of you knows the place. I want people to come out. Let us work together and get our country back. Director, I don't want to take much of our time because I know a lot of people are calling in. May God continue to bless us. All hail Biafra. Thank you and good time.
He said, thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. I said, we will not educate these people anymore. Things are happening. Unbelievable stuff is happening. And they are listening to us so much. Even a wisdom. We say something and they copy it and they do it. I don't know. They are now rolling out an infrastructural project. The zoo. Worth over 56 billion. They want to stimulate the economy. As we told them, I don't know. We should stop advising them. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? Oh, my dear Lord. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? I don't know if
that's scared. Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, please. Your name and where you're calling from. You speak up, please. Atule, don't be afraid.
Director, good evening.
Good evening.
I am Gabriel Chigozie.
Yes.
From Onitsha, Ibeze, in Ebonyi State.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
From Igwacha?
I'm a member of the IPOB, Port Harcourt.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
So I'm so happy to hear that you are with us this night.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
By the grace of God, I'll be there live tomorrow evening.
Thank you very much.
I just got the information late.
Yes.
So you are welcome, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra, and we are live. We are direct, and humanity is listening, of course. Let's go to the line and see who is there. The caller on Skype, this is Radio Biafra. We are in our land, in Biafra land. Can you hear me? No, we have lost them. We have lost them. The caller called us on Skype. That couldn't hold. That cannot be the case tomorrow, we can assure you. We keep improving this every blessed day. In fact, it's actually a miracle that we managed to put up a show this very evening. But because we are relentless, we are ceaseless, we don't go back, no retreat and no surrender. That is why we must prevail. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Director. Director, good evening.
Good evening.
Director, you are welcome for the Biafra land. My name is Obinna Ozo. I'm calling from Benue State.
Thank you very much, Obinna. Go ahead.
Thank God. As I just hear the voice of my brother, I just finished calling now from Port Harcourt there.
Oh, that's good.
I have been telling many of them they should try to identify with the Biafra stuff. But thank God, I'm so grateful today to hear from them. Sir, I want to make comments. in the news that have been going in the zoo. They are talking about they are falling, the oil is falling. And they are telling us now that oil is falling, but when the oil is going, moving on, they don't tell us that the oil is, the money, there is excess money in oil. But now that they see that the money is not coming there much, they are complaining, telling us, if you open any news, they will get, open net, they will be talking about oil, how the things are falling, this and that. Although we are not interested for that, what we are interested now is this Biafra stuff. Director, don't forget to give us the account for the payment.
Yes, are you in touch? Yes, they have it here. I think the zoo coordinator has it. Is that correct? Has African secreted it all to everybody? Is it with everybody now? You must send it to people, please. Please try. It's been circulated to all coordinators in Africa. Must have it. So you get it very shortly. You will get it very very shortly.
Okay, so I have the Nigeria coordinator. I will collect for him. The number.
Call anybody. We now have an account to be able to support what we are doing here on the ground. We have many things to do tomorrow. Many things to do tomorrow, which has to be funded. That is something that people don't quite understand. I am here and this work will be done. I prefer to be judged based on the quality and the value we bring to this very effort. Some idiot said I wouldn't come home. I don't know. When we get back to them, idiots. Who told you that? Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much for calling. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello, my director. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are?
My name is Sunday in America. I'm calling from the Niger State.
From which state, sorry?
Niger State.
From Niger. You are the coordinator of Niger State. We now have the bank number and details, and that will be circulated as quickly as possible. That is the account through which monthly dues and defense fund will be paid into. It will be paid into that very account. Please, as soon as possible, we have work to do and we must do it. Please go ahead.
I want to bless God and I want to thank God for you. It's your friend man now. I thank God because I know that all the doubting Thomas and all those that have been speaking one thing or the other, I know that they will bury their head in shame now. I want to announce to all their friend that I went to the particular place that this bomb blast happened today, and I'm very happy that the zoo is collapsing. I know very much well, and I know very well that Nigeria, the zoo, is not getting better. Nigeria is coming down every day, and it is time all Biafran rise up wherever they are and they start joining the IPAB family so that this our struggle will be naturalized. I want to call all the members of IPAB wherever they are, and as many that have not joined, so please join us so that this work will move forward. Nigeria will never remain the same. I want to tell everybody, go and mark my words. Nigeria will never remain the same. It doesn't matter where you are in this part of the zoo. Listening to the sound of my voice tonight, I want to assure you that Nigeria will never remain the same. Nigeria is not getting better. There is nothing that will make Nigeria to be won again in this life or in the life to come. It is better all the Biafran family all over the world, the Igbos, the Igbos, the Delta, the wherever you are, any place you are, rise up and join your brothers. Rise up, think of what you can do for Biafran now and not what Biafran will do for you. We're all doing what we can, not because we are receiving anything, not because we're having anything, but because we have the love of our fatherland. I want every one of us to do the same. And I know, as every one of us come together, just as you are there, said that, and you come, I'll come, no more, or more, ufufu. I know. Just as we started this broadcast, you told us that Nan the Kano alone cannot do it alone, Barretta Mundesu cannot do it alone, Karamunde cannot do it alone, Unuyo cannot do it alone. I know very well that as many of us, wherever we are doing this, we must be one heart, and do this work together, and I know the result will be very magnitude. I just heard that about the account number. I'm waiting to receive the account number so that we can do what we can do. I will leave the rest to go, but I know surely Biafra is coming. Biafra is coming. And we, all of us, will be alive to embrace it, that which our ear have heard, our eyes have seen, our hand will also handle. Thank you very much for what you are doing. Amen. Bless. Good night.
Thank you very much and good night. But you must continue to listen to Radio Biafra. We are here. We are live. We are direct. We took them unawares and we came down to see them. And they are speechless. They cannot say anything. And I do not blame them, because this is massive. This is Radio Biafra. The whole world is listening. We even have people listening in Rwanda. People are listening to us all the way in Rwanda. In Rwanda, they are listening to us from there. And it's a very wonderful thing to have here our people all over the world listening to us. We are the only ones bringing them together. No other people are doing it. Uniting people. Tomorrow we will prove it to you. When we say that people are ready, they are ready. Those of them in Ijoland, they are ready. Everybody is ready. Everybody is ready. Ibibia people are ready. Efik are ready. It's only Igbos who are not. But we are here to prove to people that we are one. That we move beyond borders to make sure we extend a gala there with us. I will be with them in the next few days as well. We are making progress, believe you me. The caller on the line, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, that's it all.
Yes, please. Your name and where you're calling us from?
My name is Emeka Onyemuwa. I'm from other state, Omaha.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the zoo, Lagos, Alaba International Market.
In the heart of darkness. Or Chichere, heart of darkness. Please go ahead.
Okay. I just want to comment. I want just to give you one secret.
Yes, go ahead. Give me the secret.
The issue that I want to give you, that is a battalion, an army battalion that come to Alaba to come and repair his LCD. And the man come with 10 soldiers towards him. So I begin to interview him about Biafra. Because the man was looking at me, but I'm telling JCV, he asked me how much I tell him. I just interviewed him, I think to listen to Radio Biafra towards MOTV. And the man was shocked. He said yes. He said, yes, that he listened to it. He said, Biafra is the next people that they are looking upon in Nigeria now to take the part.
The man is a... Hold on. You said the man is an army officer.
Yes, yes, yes. He said he controlled a battalion during the Sudan war.
So he went to the Sudanese war. Is he... The man said he listens to Radio Biafra. Is that what you're saying?
Yes,
or he's going to start listening?
Yes, yes. He said he listened to Radio Biafra.
Okay.
Yes. He said Biafra to go is our hand. It's our hand.
Is he an Igbo man?
No, he's not Igbo man. He's from Middle Belt.
Middle Belt.
Yes.
Oh, my dear. You know, are you wearing a belt now?
I'm in Lagos.
I know you are in Lagos. Are you wearing a trouser? Are you shorts? What are you wearing now right now?
No. Trouser.
Do you have a belt in that trouser?
What?
Are you holding your trouser with a belt?
Yes.
Can you look around your waist and tell me where you can find the middle belt? Tell me people are living there. The belt you're wearing in your waist. Are there people living any villages you can see around you called middle belt?
No.
It's another useless English manufactured rubbish by black people. People who are insane. There is nothing like middle belt. Nobody of a sound mind can come from middle belt. You are either from Igbira. You come from God knows what they call themselves over there. What are they? Who are they? Give me the names of middle belt. One. Middle belt. That's Igbira. That's a... Kogi is not a people. Kogi is the name of a state. I need a people. The name of a people.
Okay.
And I'm going to history no better.
Okay, this is information that the soldier man gave me. I'm just giving it to you. It's like in form of information.
Yes, I know they're listening. Everybody listens to Radio Biafra. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Please keep on propagating. If anybody comes to Alaba to come and buy a decoder, tell them to tune into Radio Biafra. On this very platform, they understand what it means to have a very sound mind, to be very clear, to be concise, to be precise, to articulate with a greater degree of precision than any other African race. That is why we go out and we defend Biafra to the hilt. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Director, it's me. I came in directly.
You sneaked in through the back door, barrister. This is
whole lot. That's well planned.
Barrister, I am delighted to be talking to you. I am honored to be talking to you. Delighted.
Me too. Me too, Director. Please. Good evening. Good evening, Biafran.
They are here. Good evening to all of you. Good evening, Barrister. Go ahead.
Yeah. Director, I have heard their voices. They have spoken. You have arrived safely into Biafran Army.
The Holy Land.
The operation begins.
Yes, now.
Fellow Biafrans, I've been hearing your voices talking from east, west, north, or south. All of you, we bring you a PM edition, though it came late, but half better than none. We're grateful that Director is talking from Biafra land. Whenever he says do this, it is originally performed. I should go and get Laika. Hold and behold, I have to run and get it and call him straight away, because the line that I've been using has not been very helpful. Therefore, where are you, co-director?
Yes.
Anything we need to achieve, we have to find a way to achieving it. And Radio Biafra, HEART, H-E-A-R-T, and I cannot wait, because when I think of Biafra men and women and children dying, I get emotional. Most of the time, I like to distract myself, not even thinking about it. But Boko Haram are continuously killing. Director, sometimes I wonder what my people think about that Hausa Fulani Boko Haram have only one agenda: to kill off all Biafrans, to kill off anything that is Christian. That is the only agenda they have in their own life. Anybody who does not support the killing of others, because Muslim, or if you like, Islam, is the killing of other people without justifying the reason why they are doing so, except Allah told them. They will turn around and tell you that Islam is a peaceful religion. And of course, some of our people will fall into this crap. Every day, killing children. They are killing men, they are killing women. For what reason? You have to my own country, you are occupying. They are occupying forces. Not only that, they are stealing anything that they're supposed to feed on as a human being. They are taking it, they are stealing it, they are still killing me. Unabated. Nobody is questioning them. There is no court that deals anything about justice in that bloody zoo. None whatsoever. Everybody's rights has been trampled upon. Yet, some of my people are giving some pittance, are prepared to go along with it. And we teach this on a daily basis. Some would rather prefer to distract us while killings continue. And we have no recourse to this. We have stood and watched on a daily basis. Our people have been quenched, exterminated, just terminated. And we are watching. We are going around our businesses. We don't care if the next door neighbor is dying. We don't care if they are feeding. We don't even care if they're going to school. As far as I and my family, we are okay. The rest can go to hell. That is the practice in that bloody expired zoo. Feed yourself only. And good luck with the presiding. Look at Boko Haram. Kidnapping all the military and sacking them and taking all your weapons and bulldozing them. That's what it's called. That's who it is. Runaway soldiers, they run. And they tell you, Nigeria should be won. Be one on what level or what capacity that you can defend yourself as the military, or you can defend the government as a body, or you can defend the citizens that are concocted. What is Nigeria for? What has it achieved apart from looting, stealing, and killing? That's what bloody God-forsaken country doing for everybody, except only few senators and governors. Those who are meant only to steal go scot-free. Nobody will charge you. Nobody will take you to court. Nobody will question you. There's no accountability. There's no civility. There is nothing whatsoever in that bloody land. Yet, some people would rather prefer it continuation so that they will take their own money and the poor will carry on remaining poor. Out of those poverty, they are still being killed. Boko Haram are not killing those who are stealing money. They are not torturing the parents and the families of those who have stolen that shoe dry. Instead, they are killing poor girl, poor boy on the street, hawking oranges and banana. These are the people they are killing. Young children who want to be educated. Who are the people they are killing? But all those stupid, wicked governors are untouched. That is how sectarian that bloody zoo is. When I remember its existence, sometimes I bring my food, I can't even eat it, because it doesn't worth eating. Many more people are dying, and these are my flesh, my people, my own blood. And some of us are looking away. As far as you fed yourself and feed your family, end of story. The rest can just go to hell. What a shame the country that's existing. Director, I had the lady, Josephine, but you didn't ask her to give her second name. She asked you a question. What power or priority, if you like, women should be given and children in Biafra land?
Yes.
I like the answer you gave her, because Biafra land is a Republican nation where even women have more power than men. Women decide. I like the answer you gave her. In Biafra land, women are more revered than even men. These are the people that carry children. Our women are number one in our history, in our society. But the Islam, women are the lowest of the lowest. To kill a woman, they don't care. But while in Biafra land, you dare not touch a woman. A lot of things have changed. Biafra must come back. If we don't want to face humiliation, annihilation, and complete extermination, Biafra must come back and come back to its full glory. It's been a very long while. It's been a long haul. We are all waiting. Yes, some people say we chat here every day. Yes, we chat because we are galvanizing our people. We are bringing people together. A little chicken was swooped up by a kite. A little chicken was crying. It's not saying because the kite will drop that little chicken, but it wants the public to hear that this kite has taken this particular chicken. We are making all this noise so that the world will hear that the Biafrans have been killed, their children, their men and their women have been slaughtered. The world must know so that when we rise to defend ourselves, no soul will ever blame what the Biafrans are going to do. Because if you're defending your nation and defending your family, you are doing what is legal. That's the reason why we are making noise. It looks foolish that every day we talk here, but meaningfully, we are creating some powerful awareness so that when we comment, nobody will turn around and say, hey, this is what you're doing. Since 1945, the Afghans are being killed. Nobody has ever come to our rescue. So the world should know that we have a lot in our heart. We have not seen it. And anybody who question the resolve of the Afghan, you take note now, because we have a lot of things. 5 points. Now it's been upgraded by who called us some few days ago. 6 points is the same as the Jews. 6 points. What is the difference between the Jews and the Biafrans? They are the same people because they believe in Chukwu Abiyama. Now, why can't you leave and let us leave? We can do trading. Whatever we can do, we give it to you. What you can do, you send me a repeat. If you think the most wicked, most stupid amongst you, if you think that you can exist with House of Fulani Boko Haram, go to your mirror, look yourself again. Because whilst you are not a Muslim, you are living in a cuckoo land. Because they will kill you. You'll be the first example to show. Because they first of all kill those that are their friends. That's the first thing they do in order to show that they respect and love Allah. They'll first of all kill you as a friend. That's their culture. Instead of us, what we do, we welcome visitors. We look after those who come to us. Therefore, we are the first to show about refugee. We bring people together before we are destroyed by the British. Destroyed our culture and our custom, everything. Dear friends, all of you should reverse and revise. If you don't know what you're doing, you can never live together with Muslims. Impossible. It has never happened here. The Turkish people have done their best to see if they can enter into EU. Britain will not let them. But you amalgamated us with Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram. Our culture is parallel, not together. Somebody who will take somebody's head, their Francisca life and preserve life. These people, they kill. How can you be together with a killer? But when you come here in your own country, no, you don't want them. You keep them at bay. But dear friends, we are pigging together with devil and evil. Every day we are dying. My people are dying. Nobody is asking. Obama is there. He's preaching about equality and this and that. But Biafrans are dying. All the tweets been sent to him. He ought to have known what Biafrans are after and what they want. But he's not saying a word. Putin, every time we treat him, we let you know what is happening to Biafra. We are making all this awareness. You may support us or you may not. Because, you see, we know how to do everything. Is it gone? We can build it. Is it tank? We used to build one. And we've got the technology. There is one do so that you don't repeat the mistakes you made in 1967. When the whole world was against Biafra. For what? Christians. And we have oil. That's all. Director, let me stop here. Good evening.
Good evening, barrister, and well spoken, highly articulate. This is Radio Biafra. If you are joining us for the very first time, we must welcome you. I have come to Biafra land, and also there is a very sad news circulating at the moment. One of our Facebook administrators, one of the pillars, one of the women that came forth to speak the truth when gossip was all over the place. Fortunately, she's lost her father. Gifted Gift Ugo have lost her father, and we all, I don't know how to put it, our most heartfelt, deepest, and sincerest condolence, of course, goes to her and her family at this time of immense loss. May his soul rest in perfect peace, please. We must give her support at this very time. Gifted Gift Ugo is her name on Facebook. And she's one of our sisters. She lost her father. We must support her. You must write to her and console her at this very period. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, my director. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. I am in Biafra land. Why shouldn't I hear you? I am in my country. Please go ahead.
I know my commander-in-chief. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
My director, I just want to thank you. My name is Benjamin Archie.
Yes,
and,
Benjamin.
I am calling direct from United Arab Emirates. And I'm from Interifi, in Kano East local government area to Enugu State, the Accra land.
Thank you very much.
In UAE.
Thank you.
So, my director, I want to thank you for your good job. And I also try to still tell you that the United Arab Emirates, the indigenous people of Biafra here, we are standing with you. And we continue to stand because what you are doing, you are not doing it for you alone. You are doing it for all the indigenous people of Biafra. It is also, when are we coming home to join you in this struggle on the ground force? Because we are not going back. We are very ready for that. The people that will be bringing money and the people that will shoot the bullets. We are here waiting for you, order, my director. That is what I want to do. Good evening, my director. God bless you, sir.
Good evening, and God bless you, too. I am going to call you. The way you people conducted yourselves when I was in the UAE. We have work to do. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. we must welcome you. We must welcome you because this is your platform. This is Radio Biafra, the only type of its kind anywhere in the world. Everybody listening, Gifted Gift Ugo is one of us. Very, very strong and resolute. Independently minded, a very fine woman, a very fine Biafran, dedicated to service of her country. Did you not get her, did you buy her lap, was it iPad, isn't it? Even the person that bought her, the one is genuine. This one is genuine, and I hope that he remains resolute and dedicated. You know, I grew up in the village. They raised us with respect. We are dead. That's how it's done. Oh, hi. Say hi. Hi, hi, man. Chineke papo nyo walk. Oh, my God, you're dead in Adada anymore. That's why. And akweli akweli. Bulo traza na ikena na barikandiara. We are dead. Oh, Dada. Mad people. This is Radio Biafra. There's a caller on Tango. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra, please. Your name and where you are. The caller on Tango, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. Michael B. Oh, you have a name. Michael B. Michael B, can you hear me? Hey, maybe B is the surname. I'm grateful to our dear brother, Buefi, watching a melon from Malaysia. He was with me. He traveled to a few places with me in Malaysia. He has given me the names of the middle. Hey, middle belt. You ask a human being that went to university, where do you come from? I am from middle belt. Is it the belt that I'm tying on my waist or the... Hey, middle belt. Hey, my goodness me. Let me give you the names of the middle belt. Thank you very much, Buefi. Watching a man from Malaysia. He was with me when I was there. It's Junkun, Kutep, Angas, Yagam, Mumuye, Gwari, Katafawa. I'm in the same country with these people. How is this name close to Umuchioke? The Umuchuku. What is the relationship between Umuchuku and Angas? Umuabase and Mumuye. Lord God have mercy. Chukwabama Oputanya ka join here. Remove us from these people. We don't know them. We never knew them. Until the white man came and put a knife at that very thing that held us together. Where we are no longer, not even rendered asunder, the center couldn't hold anymore. And in Apacheresia, since the white man came, that center can never be recovered. Without your mercy, because you are God. We will come back together. We are coming back together anyway. And I'm here in my land. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director.
My dear brother.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Ebatagola Biafra.
Obodonso. Obodonso, I'm not in here. I am in a holy land, and I'm blessed.
Oh, one day we will call. Case let's first of all, my Habachan for school days, the guy in Yabo. I told me, sir, the chair. Hello, Director.
Yes.
Because I plan through the Abia State Coordinator of the IPOG,
yes,
of a general meeting of Umuahia people on a Sunday. That a pastor, a man of God, is a man, is a member of us.
That's good.
The Abia State Director gave me the permission to, he gave me the number, so let me try and get them, and I connect from all of them. So,
yes.
Otu e sile no le Burundi ozo ma ndi si Mauritania ni ndi si Sweden Italy la pole ndi si been to Spain from Spain I took a car and move to East Sokoto. What is Sokoto is Sokoto? Director?
Yes. Live and direct, not just me. The whole world is listening. Even Obama is listening. Go ahead.
We are not afraid. The state coordinator, he said to by name, I am the go ahead. And I'm doing all what he's telling me. I'm under instruction. And I'm receiving
and
command.
You must be. You must receive command. Anybody serving us, serving their country in this vessel, you must receive. If you're not under command, you're not doing any. Or what's the freedom fighting?
I'm under instruction and I'm receiving command.
Of course.
And I work according to the command.
Simple. I'm coming home. When I come home, we will see, of course.
I didn't watch enough.
I will see you.
Only this woman, that's with this little voice, and I'm going this night. Forget the delay in time. It's a Passover.
It is.
At all.
Because we are from the house of Ephraim. They must understand Manasseh. They must understand that. That this is Radio Biafra, that our work will not be done until Biafra comes, and even beyond, wherever you are, we are welcoming you. Bombs are going off and killing people. In the zoo, as we expect it to, because the zoo is crumbling. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? There is a caller on the line. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please.
My name is Uchoma. Hello.
Yes, Uchoma, who? What is your surname?
My surname is Inwebu.
Thank you very much.
I'm calling from London.
From London.
And I come, yes. And I come from Onwa here.
Wow.
Say hello, Boro.
Amazing stuff. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here to announce IPOB meeting of London branch. It's coming up on the 15th of this Saturday.
Yes.
And the time is 5:30 p.m. And the venue is Salvation Army, Nunhead.
Salvation
and the number
Army.
Is 21 Salvation Army.
In Nunhead. Nunhead is near Peckham, is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
And the address is 217A Gordon Road, Nunhead. And it's SE153RT. And the direction, if you're coming from Old Kent Road, you take bus 78 or P12 from the big Tesco and stop at Bassett Road. The bus stop is between Linden bus stop, and that's where you find Salvation Army. If you need any help, you can contact Festus on 0740-4163-215 or Callistus on 0744-817-8394. Thank you. That's all I have to say. And I thank God for your life, Nnamdi Kanu. And thank God that you are right now in Biafra land. May God continue to bless you. May God continue to help you to keep up the good work. We thank God for your life.
He said, thank you very much.
God bless you.
And God bless you too. You are very, very kind. God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. That was an announcement for the upcoming London meeting, and I like it very much. She says she's unable from Isiala. Inebu from Isiala. Inebu is my friend. Tiger is my friend. Is that Tiger's sister? I don't know. I'm yet to find out. But he was one of us before. And still is. He's still in Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed. We must move on without hesitation, because this very day, we are not just giving you the list of Middle Belt. We are telling you there is no place on this earth called Middle Belt. Middle and Belt are two English words. Is there any place called Middle Belt in England? And says no. There is it Biram as well in this same Middle Belt? All of these people in the same Middle Belt. This is Radio Biafra. We started very, very late. I know that. Our Skype hasn't been obliging us, but our line has been open and going all this while. I don't know, does anybody else have anything to say here? Our dear brother is here. Does anyone have anything to say to wake up people, to speak to them, to let them understand that we are here and that our work is ceaseless? Please go ahead. Go ahead. Yes, you can speak in your language, in your language. It doesn't matter.
My dear brothers, good Biafrans, good evening.
And where are you from, actually?
My name is Nsikan Obak from Akwa Ibom.
From which part of Akwa Ibom are you from?
Ikotabasi.
Ikotabasi?
Yes.
Which is the next village after Isiala? Ariam, after Ariam. Yeah. Is that correct? After Ariam, the next village is Ikotabasi. I used motorcycle to go there to go and buy a material in those days. Please go ahead.
So, SNMN, I can meet the limit with our director, because Makama is non-kere. For a long time, I didn't meet me, yeah. But in front of me, if I say now you didn't meet, I'm going to get you, I'm going to be here, I'm going to get the person, I'm going to be here successfully. So I'm very, very happy. Thank you, and good night.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Well spoken. Thank you very much. Thank you. Does anybody else have anything to say?
I still remember my humble self, Owudi Wechidebere, from Ezeago in Enugu State. I'm using this opportunity to thank all the Biafrans. Anybody that believes that he is a Biafran is a Biafran. And I thank God for making it possible for our director to be here with us today. It's a privilege. You cannot meet him every day. That's another Fugo Dada. Bobuni Furugo Gitogo. Another Fia Dada. The director, welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Anyways, Amadi, has he gone? Let him come and greet our people before we bring this program to a close, please. Please go ahead.
All the Biafrans all over the world, particularly those in the zoo and those here in Port Harcourt, we thank God for granting our commander safe journey to the promised land. And I'm using this opportunity to invite every one of us, both the enemies of Biafra and the friends to Biafrans. As from tomorrow, the broadcasting will continue. God has restored Biafra. There is no going back. We have seen it, and he has done it. There be no doubting Thomas anymore. Those who are still having doubt in mind, and maybe within themselves, they say, who knows? Remove fears. God has done it this time. At least every one of us now can read the handwriting on the wall. The zoo has gone. It's gone already. So, we will only tell a blind man that there is no oil in the soup. Rather, you can't tell him that there is no salt.
That is correct.
So, every living soul in this so-called Nigeria, which is the zoo, should know that it has gone. And there will be no amount of government, no matter whatever they are fabricating, whether APC or paracetamol, or people deceiving people, there will be no headway. Rather, they will be sharing the money and shedding blood.
Sharing blood, share money,
but
and you share
since
blood.
Chukwu Abiyama has destined us to live this time. 100 years of amalgamation. It's sound and clear. God has done it. And no human being can stop us. God has done it for us. So, friends of Biafra and enemies of Biafra, please, make sure that you come very close to IPOB or RUBL broadcasting. That place is a university scholarship where we learn a lot. There was a guy I called Commander. Say, in fact, the lecture you gave the other day, I don't know that somebody who gave millionaires £20 still go with 20 naira. It's a proverb yes. Or idiomatic expression.
Yes.
Precisely, I'm talking of Awolowo.
Yes.
Who made Biafrans, who were millionaires those days.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them died because of blood pressure, high blood pressure.
Of course.
No. Caused by Awolowo.
Mm-hmm.
He used their money and become rich.
Yes.
At the end, 20 naira poison, rat poison. He killed himself, committed suicide. Millions of Nigerians did not know that Awolowo died through suicide. Where is Awolowo today? So whoever that will become a storming block, those who are Ojimparagok in Igbo, those who has no table but the billionaires, when you believe that you carry bag for a so-called politician, some of the politicians who cannot even make a speech, they say the deputy speaker, the speaker, they can't even make present a bill. Now they are coming out for governorship. Woe betide those people. When they give you money, my brother or sister, collect the money, eat. It's over. Emana nasu. Gasu on yukwe. Gama kwa nasu. Gasu on abat okoge. Nde weni. Onye wen gozionu. Director.
He said, you're a good man. Thank you very, very much. Please go ahead.
Thank you, fellow Biafrans worldwide. First and foremost, I want to felicitate with our sister, Gifted Gift.
No, it is actually, I do apologize for that. It is not actually the case. It is not correct.
Okay.
The person that we don't play with people's lives, okay. I don't know, we trust, I can't understand why people want us to verify everything they tell us. We say we are a family. People should stop peddling false news. She lost her father. Yes, that was in 1999, okay. If I'm not mistaken. Okay. Maybe the anniversary came up and somebody mistook. Something to do with life and death. We don't play with it, please.
Okay.
We just don't mess with it.
Okay.
If you are not sure before you publish anything, go and ask, because... Once we hear something about somebody, we get, you know, quite rightfully very sensitive about it. Please.
Okay.
The father is, of course, we do understand. The father is dead since 1999. Maybe the anniversary came up and somebody inflated it. It shouldn't be that way. Please, don't play with life and death.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Thank you, my honorable director. Well, thank our Biafrans worldwide, especially the ones in Port Harcourt, the ones that listen to Radio Biafra under their bed. Igwe Ocha, we are begging them to come out. They should not be hiding. There is no room again for hiding. We call on everybody, especially here in Port Harcourt, Igwe Ocha, Port Harcourt. They should come out and associate with their brothers to actualize this Biafra. Our people are buying and selling every day in the marketplaces. You go around, you see people buying and selling. You look around and see people buying and selling without even knowing what is coming. It's better you are aware. As it's better we'll come out and join with our brothers to know the exact thing that is happening. My brothers and sisters, it's already night. Thank you. Till tomorrow.
Thank you very much. People have done very well. I wanted to surprise you people, and I did. And I think the shock on Chidebere's voice when I told him where I was is worth his weight in gold. Thank you very much. I have somebody who's on the line. Let's see if we can get him. The caller on the line, can you hear me? There is a caller on the line. Can you hear me? No. That's been the problem. They have called us on 208-133-9976. We'll try and have that rectified. Of course, this is Radio Biafra. We have come from Biafra. And people are wondering, why have you not posted something on Facebook that you have arrived in the zoo and also in Biafra? I said to them, because I have not prayed. I have to go to Enugu to pray first. Once I pray, then I can announce it. That's what I said. If you once you pray at our cenotaph, anything you ask for will be granted to you. That was the prayer we made at the dedication of that very cenotaph on the 30th of May. So I have not been there to pray. Once I go there to pray, then I can announce that I have actually come into this very holy land. I must go and pay homage. This is Radio Biafra. People are still calling us. Of course, we expect them to. We thank you for having listened. We have come into our land. We have come to the land of Biafra. And Chukwu Abiam must be praised. The work starts now. If you have not joined a family closest to you, go and do so now. If you are not supporting what we are doing, you must start doing so immediately. It's not very difficult. We have PayPal on our website. You can use it. Once you have a bank card, any bank card at all you have, from VAV to MasterCard to Visa card, any bank card to Maestro, to anything you have, you can go to PayPal. The registration is about 5 minutes. I think they are the most secure. PayPal is more secure than your bank. It's like online banking. It's as simple as that. Because once you open an account with them, it's like having a bank account with them. Through that means, you can donate to what Radio Biafra is doing. We want to grow. We want to also be on television. We need to build our mast to carry our transmitter. We need to build a very massive mast. If I tell you the cost, some of you will faint. But we are doing it anyway because we don't encounter any problem that Chukwu Abiama cannot provide a solution. There is none. Anything, there is no money, but anything we want to do, we do it. You must keep faith with us. Because let me tell you one thing. All those that doubted us, those that said they can't go home, I'm in Biafra land, I was in the zoo. I was in the heart of darkness, Lagos, broadcasting for weeks with the same IP address from the same place, with the same volume I have in my voice. I feel sorry for this place. We have come to start the end of the zoo as we know it. That is why I'm here, to do the work that Chukwu Abiama said we must do. You must support us. The only thing now I'm missing is your support. It should be regular, not just support. You contribute funds and you run away. We need both moral support and otherwise everything, so we can function as one impregnable, indivisible unit. When we started, I gave you guys an example. Our people, I gave an example. Go and study the formation of the finest armies in the world who has ever fought. Is they are close and very, very tight. They fight in small groups and formations. They are so tight. The bond and camaraderie is so strong that you cannot penetrate them, no matter how hard you try. That was exactly what we were trying to build with IPOB worldwide. An impregnable, a fortress that the enemies cannot breach. But unfortunately, they breached it. And we have repaired it. This time around with reinforced steel. Steel. This is Radio Biafra. We'll be back here also in the morning. Chukwu Abiama, of course, is God and he'll be willing. Today we have worshipped him in his own land. That is why to us Biafra is more than a name. It is more than a country. It is more than the sum of the suffering of those who are living. It is more than the sum of the people who suffered very inglorious and ignominious death at the hands of cattle herders. Biafra to us is a religion. Here is where we worship. On Radio Biafra is where we worship. Today you listen to the evening service. We bring you our service twice a day. Because Chukwu Abiama is God. This same God will guide, bless, sustain, nurture, keep each and every one of you safe. And your families, of course. But more importantly, Chukwu Abiama, upon whose land we are standing today, will bless Biafra, his creation. From me here in my country, from the blessed land of Biafra. It is simply good evening.
All that perished in the storm.